If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let's start here with our reporter, Karinda Jagmohan, who has been watching the story that I think has got a lot of South Africans quite worried. This club in Tshwane, Zanzu nightclub, and the kinds of things that people are saying have been shown on social media. I must say I have not watched those videos. I don't intend to watch the videos. I'm told they're quite disturbing images, and so I'd rather not. But I've certainly have followed the story, and it's very, very worrying. Karinda, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and maybe just give us a bit of background. This particular video that was leaked, dating back to 2023, maybe give us background on that, please. Good evening.
Indeed, good evening, Pamela. Well, as you say, the incident dates back to January 2023. That's when these incidents of abuse, sexual abuse, are said to have occurred within the Zanzu nightclub. Essentially, the videos, which the South African Human Rights Commission have urged the public to refrain from sharing, as it does violate Cyber Crimes Act, the videos depict a group of five men being abused, tortured, and sexually abused, allegedly by club bouncers and allegedly by club management. Now, following this, the videos emerged, as we know, this week, allegedly leaked by a former bouncer at the nightclub. According to Zanzu's statement, who actually released a statement yesterday, they say that the videos were released after the former bouncer unsuccessfully attempted to extort the nightclub management and then went ahead to release these videos. Zanzu management say that they've taken action against the security personnel involved, but authorities have questioned why police action was not taken. And of course, we know there are mounting calls now for the arrest of not just the management of the Zanzu club, but also the owners of the establishment as well.
And what do we know about the owners of the establishment, Karinda?
At this point, various figures involved in this seem to now backtrack. For example, one of the alleged owners, a man, Stephen Kole, here, he allegedly, through his attorneys, has said that he was only a silent investor, despite him listing himself as the Zanzu club owner on his social media profile. Another name dropped into the ring is one Neo Mowela, as well as Katleko Malachi, both of them, or rather Malachi, taking to social media saying that he ended his former partnership with Zanzu back in July 2023, and that he had stopped working with them around 2021. And then another man, Neo Mowela, is alleged to be one of the officials at Zanzu, but he has not actually stated his side of the story yet, despite attempts to get comment from him. What's interesting, though, Pamela, is on the social media account of Katleho Malachi, he's posted emails which show that there has been some turmoil within the club as well, issues that ultimately led to him terminating his partnership too. As well as we know that there are 11 other establishments linked to the Zanzu ownership, many of which have also seen issues. For example, the Babel restaurant in Menlyn, we hear, last year had many issues. They were actually raided by the Home Affairs Department over allegations that they were flouting labor regulations at that time. The manager then paid a 10,000 rand fine as an admission of guilt to employing three undocumented migrants to the restaurant. So there's been a myriad of issues within these establishments, but now coming to the fore with these harrowing videos.
And I mean, it seems to me like there is an admission of the fact that they knew something was going on there. And is there an explanation why there was no action taken?
Zanzu themselves have not explained why there was no action taken. They did release a statement saying that they were aware, essentially in that statement, confirming the veracity or the authenticity of these videos. But they claim that they took action in their way by dismissing the security personnel involved and then employing security personnel that were under specific regulations, according to the basic industry regulations, but they do not explain why the matter did not reach the police. And that is why this has left the community authorities at large very concerned about this, is because there's no actual legal implication in terms of the justice process. The perpetrators of the violence that we saw in that video still remain at large at this point.
And you know, is nobody, you know, saying where they are? Does anybody know where, if it's a company that exists, is it not operational?
At this point, it seems the bouncers seen in the video, the so-called security personnel, were hired directly by Zanzu and not essentially a company that was hired as an outsourced company. They said in their statement that they have since hired a security company, they've outsourced a security company for security personnel, but it seems like that in 2023, the personnel involved in those videos were private guards. And they're still on the hunt, meaning we don't actually know what is happening going forward. But at the same time, CIRA, which is a private security regulator, essentially an umbrella body, they're conducting their own investigation. We know police are conducting their own investigation. Along with that, the city of Tshwane has now shut down the premises. It's been cordoned off with police tape. They're looking into whether the club actually was compliant with the bylaws. And then over and above that, the South African Human Rights Commission is also conducting their investigation. So really, the doors are closing on this nightclub and what has seemingly happened within. I'd also like to add that, you know, we spoke to some students who were outside today just seeing what was happening with the protests. And they said they frequented the club. They didn't know what had happened or what could have been happening behind closed doors. And now they fear going to other similar establishments because what they saw in these videos really shocked them to the core. And now it's become a major concern for youth who frequent these kind of establishments to actually just hang out on a weekend. But now they're left with this fear.
Apparently, earlier on today, you know, somebody tried to come in and get some stuff in the club, and obviously, you know, they were at least stopped by the community. Do we know who that is and who sent those people?
So this was a truck that is believed to have been sent by management, reportedly to pick up equipment at the club. We also heard that they wanted to take away some of the alcohol that was still on the premises, but there were MK Party protesters there at the time, and they actually chased away this truck because they called, essentially, they wanted the owner's head at that time. And so that is why we saw the additional police deployment just following that, because of what we saw around this issue with the truck. Following that, we saw, you know, a few police vehicles come through, as well as Tshwane Metro Police come through. They cordoned off the area, allowing the protesters to continue. But now we see that this nightclub is now a crime scene. I'd like to also just correct myself. The one of the so-called silent investigators, his name was Stefan Cohen, and he had released a statement now by his attorney saying that he was only a silent investor and not a direct owner. So again, Pamela, we're just seeing people who on their social media say that they're directly involved with this club now pull out, backtrack, with police left to actually put together the pieces of the puzzle and really find who should be held accountable, whether it was management there on that night, as well as further to that, the owners who are responsible for actually ensuring that there are no labor violations, which is what we saw, but over and above that, human rights violations too.
I mean, any word on the victims themselves and you know, why they took so long to come forward?
At this time, we know three victims, survivors have come forward. They're aged 20, 21, and 22. There are two others who are yet to come forward. At this point, they've not spoken out to the media. They've only shared their statement with the police. And of course, it's understandable that something that has happened to them when they're now identified and sadly has been seen, has been shared widely. You can imagine what they've been going through, and that is why there's really been a call for community members or the public to refrain from sharing those videos, because it is illegal.
Yeah.
And most of it violates their privacy, their dignity for what they've already been through. But no, they've not actually spoken out to the media.
Corinne, I mean, the police obviously must know that everybody's waiting to hear if anybody will get arrested and when that will happen. Are they giving an indication? Are they hot on the heels of these people? Or is this sort of like one of those where they're still working on it, so to speak?
Well, they are still hunting down 8 suspects at this point who are believed to have been the perpetrators. So we're yet to hear whether or not, of course, there will be an alert when they do make the arrest. But at this point, they are investigating cases of assault, intimidation, kidnapping, sexual assault more so, and compelled rape, crimen injuria too. So there's a list or slew of charges that they're investigating. And they are looking for the bodyguards or the bouncers, rather, seen in the video. But we're also waiting to hear from them whether or not there might be any warrant placed with regards to the management and owners. Earlier today, we saw a City of Tshwane representative who confirmed that management has been speaking with authorities at this point, but they have said nothing about the owners, and that to the actual owner, who should we tie to this club? That question is still one that's looming.
Corinda, I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. That's our reporter who's been watching the story very, very closely. That's Sansu nightclub and the horrific incidents that took place there. And she says right now it is deemed as a crime scene. It's been cordoned off. But obviously, we're all waiting to hear whether the police eventually do get hold of these perpetrators. Unfortunately, 8 of them are at large as we speak. Corinda Shakmohan is our car reporter, giving us that update.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.